This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner.
And the reason why it's called back substitution is because we are going backwards.
Watching USF Mechanical Engineering Professor Autar Kha teach his computational methods class is like seeing a well-oiled machine at work. There's a lot of fast-paced activity, but it's all very precise and thought through. The slightly balding man moves quickly back and forth between the students and a quartet of large whiteboards, which he fills with a series of grids of numbers. But the way Kha teaches these complex mathematical equations isn't limited to markers and whiteboards. He's also come up with a number of innovative ways to use social media and technology to teach these vital theories. As a result, two organizations, including the Carnegie Foundation, have named Kha a 2012 U.S. Professor of the Year. I talked to him about what it was like to be one of only four professors honored.
It's exciting. It's a recognition of the work which I have done with my colleagues, of course, for the last 11 or 12 years. And it shows a recognition of also of the undergraduate education, which is, I think, the most important mission of any university, whether it's a research university or a teaching university.
What is it about your teaching style that you think maybe sets you apart and maybe even contributed to you winning this award?
I believe in direct instruction, which does not simply mean that I'm a sage on the stage and delivering a lecture. But what I believe is that starting with a sage on the stage style and then going to the guide on the side style, which implies that you first give the instruction to the student because he's a novice, he's not an expert. Then you take away some of the support structure which you are giving him or her and let them learn on their own.
Now, you're known as the numerical methods guy. You have a holistic numerical methods institute website and blog, both at mathforcollege.com. You also have a series of well-received YouTube lecture videos with titles like The Gauss-Seidel Method of Solving Simultaneous Equations. What are these methods? Why are they so important to undergraduate engineering students?
Well, most of the engineering and science problems, although we may be led to believe that they have exact solutions, that's not the case for 99% of the problems. If you look at the example of building a space shuttle, you'll find out that many of the problems which had to be solved in order for the space shuttle to go up in space, they were solved numerically, which means that they were solved by approximate methods. And the reason why we need approximate method is because, one, many problems, when they are modeled as a mathematical model, they cannot be solved exactly. And there are other problems which can be solved exactly, but they would take a long time to do so.
After the computational methods class, I catch up with mechanical engineering junior Mateusz Malinowski. He praises Kha for not just educating him, but making the information come to life.
What he does is he forces you to think about the way that the problem is approached in itself, not necessarily just what the solution is. And what that allows you to do is really connect all the dots through all the stages that you've gone through while you were studying and kind of get the bigger picture of what this means that you're actually learning, not just how to get the right answer.
And that kind of approach also fits in with the surprisingly simple advice that Kha has for other teachers.
One is that you got to have high expectations of your students, and the second one is to develop an emotional connection with your students. So if you're able to do those two things, no matter what mode or methodology you use, I think you'll become one of the best educators in the world.
If you want to check out Professor Kha's numerical methods videos and hear what he thinks of the role technology will play in the classroom in the future, visit the University Beat link on our webpage, wusf.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.